Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for day two of our lesson, Location, Location, Location. It is important to have a good location for your business. Maybe if your business is not in a good location, you can relocate. That's one of the things we talked about yesterday. Well, we've enjoyed quite a few conversations between Uncle Bob and Ben about Ben and Sandy's business. So what are some of the things that we've learned about over the last couple of months, Carolyn?
Well, we learned about the importance of having a good business plan. Mm-hmm. You need to have a very clear plan of what your business is, what it is going to do, and how it's going to work.
It is important to have a good business plan. And of course, we also learned about financing your business. Where are you going to get the seed money to start your business? You want to make sure you don't undercapitalize. You want to make a profit. And of course, in this lesson, we're talking about how important it is to have a good location. Let's get started today with the first reading of our lesson, Location, Location, Location.
Location, location, location.
What else should I be thinking about?
You also need to think about your brand image.
You mean I should think about what the office says about my company?
Right. You need to pick a location that is consistent with the image you want to have.
Okay, that makes sense.
You can't just think about your customers, though. You also need to consider your supply chain.
But our company doesn't really have a supply chain. We just build apps for our customers.
That doesn't mean you aren't reliant on other companies, though. A good location can make face-to-face meetings convenient and help avoid misunderstandings.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. It's the last day of the month, and we're back for the last day of our business startup article. We've learned a lot of great and important information. Before we start the article, let's take a look at the key words. Supply chain. Supply chain is a noun. Jason's company needs a complicated supply chain in order to make its products. Reliant. Reliant is an adjective. Children are reliant on their parents. Complementary. Complementary is an adjective. Sharon and Dale have complementary skills. She sings and he plays the piano. Commute. Commute is a noun. Angela has a long commute to work. Let's begin.
We do want to avoid misunderstandings in our business and with our customers. At the beginning, Ben has a line asking his Uncle Bob, "What else should I be thinking about?"
And of course, I'll be Uncle Bob. You also need to think about your brand image. And wait a minute, brand image is important.
Brand image is important. If you have a brand image, then that is what people think of when they think of your business or your brand of product. What kind of idea do you want people to have about the things that you make?
That's right. You also might think of this as your brand's reputation. What is it known for? What do people think about when they think of your brand? That's your brand image. Well, please continue, Ben.
Oh, thank you. Yes. You mean I should think about what the office says about my company?
Right. You need to pick a location that is consistent with the image you want to have.
Oh, it needs to be consistent with the image that Ben wants to have people think of when they think of his company. And this phrase here, consistent with, It's a great little phrase. It means that it doesn't change. It stays the same. Or it matches well.
All right. Well, different things could be consistent with something. So you might say someone's character. Is this person consistent in private and in public? Is their character in private consistent with their character in public? Different things should be consistent.
That's right. And here, Ben wants his company's office to be consistent with the image that people think of when they think of his products. So location can affect that image. Ben responds, okay, that makes sense.
You can't just think about your customers, though. You also need to consider your supply chain.
Oh, so it's not just about customers. There are other things that you have to think about when choosing your location. Not just making sure that there are people there who are interested in your products, but also about the supply chain.
Yes, the supply chain. Let's take a look at those words from our word bank. Your supply chain is how you are connected to other businesses that could benefit you, especially financially, or other ways they could give you things and give you resources. Your supply chain.
That's right. So if you have a business that makes something, like if I were to open a bakery, I would need a supply chain that provided me with the ingredients for my products. I would need flour and sugar and all sorts of other things in order to bake things. And those would be my supplies. And the businesses I purchased those supplies from would be my supply chain.
And my supply chain for my sauce shop might include different kinds of sauces or ingredients for those sauces. So my supply chain. Well, it's very important to think about or consider your supply chain. Ben, please continue.
Yes, Ben continues, but our company doesn't really have a supply chain. We just build apps for our customers.
You just build apps for your customers. Or you might call those applications. Apps for short. And Uncle Bob continues, that doesn't mean you aren't reliant on other companies, though. A good location can make face-to-face meetings convenient and help avoid misunderstandings.
Oh, so even though Ben doesn't really have a supply chain, he might still be reliant on other companies. And this is another great word we want to talk about, reliant. If you rely on something, then you depend on it. You need it to be there.
That's right. You rely on something. Well, I have a question for you. How reliant on your parents are you? Of course, children rely on their parents a lot. But the older you get, you become less and less reliant on your parents.
That is true. And Uncle Bob said something else in this section here. He said face-to-face meetings would be more convenient and help avoid misunderstandings. Now, this phrase face-to-face, if you have a face-to-face meeting, then it is in person. Mm-hmm. Both of you are there and you are talking to each other. It's not over the phone or on the computer through an email or even through a text message.
That's right, face to face. It's important to know when to have face to face meetings. Of course, something else you could do, another kind of meeting, is over Skype. Sometimes you might live in a different country and you need to have meetings over the phone or through Skype or something like that. But if possible, if you are in the same city as somebody, you want to be able to have face-to-face meetings because these can really help to avoid misunderstandings.
That's right. And if you have a business that is building apps or making apps for your customers, they might have questions, and a face-to-face meeting would be very convenient if you have a good location that they can find you at. Well, now it is time for us to have a meeting with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 supply chain 这个名词。Supply 是指供应 ,chain 是指链子。所以 supply chain 是指产品的供应链或供需链。例如 ,the food company is very strict about its quality control for its supply chain。这家食品公司对于供应链的品质控管是非常严格的。 接下来我们看的是 reliant 这个形容词，我们学过它的名词是 reliance， 意思是指依赖，所以形容词 reliant 是指依赖的或依靠的。如果要说明依赖的对象是用 on 这个介系词，例如 Jennifer became more and more reliant on her husband after she got ill， Jennifer 生病之后就越来越依靠她先生了，或者是Many people are reliant on their smartphones to store information. 许多人都很依赖智慧型手机来储存资讯。
We've been enjoying a conversation between Ben and his uncle Bob. And of course, one thing we learned about a business location is that you want it to be around the right types of people. And earlier in today's lesson, we learned about needing to consider your brand image. You want to think about how people view your business when you are choosing a location. It's also important to think about your supply chain and are you reliant on other companies?You want to be able to have face-to-face meetings with important people. Right now, it's time for us to continue this conversation.
Location, location, location.
I guess I should also think about competition.
Good idea. You may be able to pick a location that is near complementary companies,rather than those that will compete with you directly.
Anything else?
Yes, happy employees.
What?
You should choose a place that gives you access to talented employees and doesn't require them to make long commutes.
That's good advice, Uncle Bob. Thanks. I'll have to think about those things.
I'm happy to help, Ben.
There certainly are many things to think about when choosing a location. And Ben says here, I guess I should also think about competition.
Competition. That's something that you should think about or consider. What is competition, of course? Well, it's any company that is doing something similar to the company that you are doing. So that is your competition.
That's right. So he should avoid choosing a location where other businesses are making apps for their customers. Mm-hmm. If his location is too close to his competitors, he might lose business.
So Uncle Bob thinks this is a good idea. He says, good idea. You may be able to pick a location that is near complementary companies rather than those that will compete with you directly.
Oh, so I should choose a location near complementary companies. Now, if something is complementary, that mm-hmm. means it's helpful. It complements you. It adds something good to whatever else you're doing. And this is a word from our word bank today.
That's right, complementary. So, if maybe you have a company or a restaurant,that sells meals for lunch or dinner, a complimentary company or a complimentary restaurant might sell desserts or just drinks. They're not competing with you. It's a complimentary restaurant. What else might be complimentary?
Well, in your example, both businesses were able to benefit mm-hmm. from what the other business was doing, and that's very important when something is complementary. Both businesses are able to succeed, and they don't take away from one another's customers.
That's right. You also might call that a win-win situation. You're not losing to each other. You're helping each other. It's a win-win situation.So, who continues this conversation? Well, Uncle Bob just said, don't get a company or don't go close to a company that will compete with you directly, Ben.
Oh, yes. Anything else?
Oh, right. A very short line. Uncle Bob says, yes, happy employees.
Oh, happy employees. Mm-hmm. I guess that would be pretty important with your business, but Ben says, what?
Well, you should choose a place that gives you access to talented employees and doesn't require them to make long commutes.
Well, I think that does make a lot of sense, Uncle Bob. You do want to have happy employees and you want talented employees. So people working for you that are very skilled at what they are doing. We also see a word here at the end of the sentence, commutes. You don't want your employees to have to make a long commute to work. Tell us about that word a little bit, Gabe.
Well, yeah, that's right. A commute, or your commute, is how you get from one place to another. Especially talking about work or your career, your commute is maybe the distance that you have to travel, and maybe how you travel. That is your commute. And it's true, some people have a long commute. They have to drive in their car for maybe close to an hour to get to and from work.
That's right, and we talk about commutes when you go from one location to another on a regular basis. Not just once in a while, but something that you do pretty much every day. So going to work, going to school, the way that you get to those places each day would be your commute. I know when I was working in the U.S., I had a 2-hour commute on the bus from where I was staying to the office I was working at.
Wow, Carolyn. I'm very glad you're not there anymore. I'm glad you're here. It's a little less of a commute. Well, friends, this word commute is a noun, and there's another noun kind of like it. It's the person who has to do that commute. That's a commuter. Maybe you have an employee or a coworker who lives far away. He would be a commuter. He commutes to work every day.
That's right, and you don't have to drive yourself when you commute. If you have a long commute, it could be on the bus or on the train. That was how I was able to get to work before. I commuted on public transportation. Well, we don't have to go very far to see Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
Location, location, location. We repeat it 3 times for a reason. Because it's really, really, really important.
It is. In fact, it's real estate's #1 rule. A house's value depends on its location.
Of course, things that make a location good are somewhat subjective because everyone has different tastes and needs. But here are a few things that are pretty common.
Okay, for many home buyers, especially young couples, a good location is a home located in a good school district, because they'll want their kids to have a good education.
Naturally. Next on the list, living near public transportation or as close to work as possible.
Right. It's worth paying extra for a house that's near a subway station if it could save you from being stuck in traffic 2 hours a day.
Of course, the things that make a location bad are easier to agree on, like a rundown neighborhood with a high crime rate.
Or living next to railroad tracks, freeways, a busy airport, or a nuclear power plant. These dangerous and noisy locations leave little chance to enjoy any peace and quiet.
今天这一课的题目是 location, location, location. 为什么要讲三次？因为 location, 地点的确很重要。虽然今天的课文讲的是公司的地点，买房子自己住也要考虑到 location。当然，什么是好的 location 因人而异。有小孩的父母很可能要一个好的 school district, 学区。而有些人在意的是生活机能和交通的便利。若是一个地点附近有所谓的闲物设施，像飞机场、高压电塔、垃圾场、加油站等等，那当然就是不好的 location。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, we're enjoying this conversation with Uncle Bob and Ben, and Uncle Bob has had some pretty good advice. So I think, Ben, you still have a line.
I do. He says,That's good advice, Uncle Bob. Thanks. I'll have to think about those things.
All right, he's going to consider these things that Uncle Bob has been talking about. What did Uncle Bob say? Well, he was talking about the brand image. Carolyn, what's something else today that Uncle Bob was advising Ben about?
Well, he also told him that he needs to think about his supply chain and everything that he is reliant on in order to run his business well. And there was one more thing there, Gabe.
That's right, picking a location near complementary companies and not just companies that you directly compete with. So, Uncle Bob does have some good advice. And so his last line here is, I'm happy to help, Ben.
Well, we are very glad that you are happy to help Uncle Bob, especially since you've given such great advice today, talking about commuting and happy employees and so many other things you need to think of when you are choosing your location. Well, now it is time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
She's happy to help.
She is.
Hello, Uncle Bob.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm fine.
How is Sandy?
She's fine, too.
And how's the business?
It's fine. We're thinking about moving to a new office.
Whoa, that's great.
We're looking at a bunch of locations.
Ooh, remember, the location can make or break a business.
It shouldn't be too hard to find a good spot.
Well, choose a location based on accessibility.
That makes sense.
And find a place near the right kind of people.
People that are interested in our products?
Exactly. Ooh, and don't forget about your brand image.
Right. I'll pick a location that is consistent with a good company image.
Right. Ooh. And remember your supply chain.
Oh, we don't really have a supply chain.
Well, you are still reliant on other companies.
So we need a location that makes face-to-face meetings convenient.
Yes, and a place near complementary companies.
Rather than companies that compete.
Yes, that's right.
Any other advice?
Sure. Happy employees. Choose a location near talented employees.
Oh, so they don't have long commutes.
That's right, Ben. Oh, hey, you should move your office to my neighborhood.
Yeah. Then I can always get good advice.
Yes.
For free.
I heard that.
Complementary 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 complement 补充或补足这个动词，所以形容词 complementary 是指互补的。例如 ，the research of these professors is actually complementary， 这些教授的研究实际上是互相相辅相成的。所以我们看的是 commute 这个动词 ，commute 是指通勤。例如 ，Laura commutes to Washington D.C. every day。Laura 每天都通勤到华盛顿 DC。如果是通勤者的话，就是在字尾加上 r 变成 commuter。例如 ，the MRT is packed with commuters during the rush hours。捷运交通巅峰的时刻挤满了通勤的人。And we have to go back to our teachers now.
The past 2 days, we've been listening to a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob on the importance of choosing a good location for your business. And there was a lot of great advice given, but I wonder, are there other things that location is really important for? Do you need to choose a good location when thinking about other things in your life? Gabe, can you think of something where location is very important?
Well, I think that governments have a responsibility to put things in good locations. Where should a school go? Where is the hospital? Or maybe where is a good place for a park so lots of people can go there? These are interesting things that a government or the city needs to think about when they are planning the location of things within the city.
That's right. So this isn't just important to a business owner, but to governments and to people who want to buy a house as well. Location is important. Well, we're very glad that you were able to join us today on Studio Classroom, and we will see you again next time.
Right here. Bye-bye.
See you.
In our last episode, Sherry was telling us about her mother's tender love story, but, like so many romantic relationships, there was a big problem. Listen closely now as Sherry tells us more in this next episode of The Stranger.
The train ride out to Taichung took longer than I thought it would. I kept staring out the train window. It was like a moment suspended in time. The thin window glass seemed to be the only thing separating the past from the present. I started to tell Feng Yi the story of my mom, but I wasn't sure I really wanted to continue and tell her the rest.
Sherry, you're keeping me in suspense. Please stop looking out the window and tell me the rest of the story. What was keeping your mother from getting married to Winston?
Well, the biggest problem was Winston's family.
Oh, I'll bet they were a traditional Chinese family and didn't want their son to marry a foreigner.
You're right. He was the oldest son and his family was very wealthy. So there was a great deal of pressure on him.
What did his parents say to him?
First, they told Winston he was forbidden to go out with my mother. When he wouldn't listen to them, his father told Winston that when he died, Winston wouldn't get any of his father's money.
It's unfortunate, but this is often the way of traditional Chinese families.
Winston was very much in love and would have given up the entire family fortune if it weren't for his mother. She desperately wanted her son and husband to get along, so she was constantly crying and pleading with Winston to listen to his father.
Mothers can be like that sometimes.
Winston saw the hurt and pain he was causing his family, especially his mother. So he decided he had no choice but to end the relationship.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.